Mike, how much do you attribute just the second half problems on your defense to being on the field as long as you have been? The time of possession has been really lopsided.
Very little, to be honest with you. Some of that's, you know, our own fault. We were the first 6 weeks of the season, and even the first half of not this past game, but the two before, we had several three and outs and things, and so we were able to get off the field. I'd like to think the responsibility, you know, the defense would take responsibility of that, you know, first. Obviously, the amount of time the offense is on the field somewhat comes into play, but I'd say this, you know, this pass game in particular, it's really our own doing as well as it was the second half of the other games.
Well, is there something that you're focusing on this week? Because you guys were pitching second half shutouts there for four or five games in a row.
If you guys wouldn't have talked or spoken about them, we'd probably still be pitching them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
But well, I don't. Every game is a new challenge.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it happened. It's happened the last few weeks, or why we've dropped off. But we just have to be more disciplined and more detailed in the things we do. When you play together, it looks entirely different. And sometimes things happen as they have the last few weeks, and we haven't played as well together that we did the first month and a half. So we just got to get back on track. And obviously, San Diego's a very good team, and the last time we won a game was against them. So it'll be a pretty good challenge. Obviously, I think they've won four since we played, and we've lost three. So, I would have thought after that game we were headed in a different direction, but it seems like they are.
You kind of get a sense sometimes about who controls the line of scrimmage. And again, it seemed like during your run, you guys were controlling the line of scrimmage, and it has appeared, especially with the run defense in the last few weeks, that the other team has gotten the better of the line of scrimmage as the game wears on.
They have, and I think a lot of that is, like I said, it's the lack of discipline in what we're doing. We did it so well for most of the early part of the season, and we've got to get back to that. It's evident on film, and the players all see it, and we just have to make a conscious effort to do a better job down in and down out and make sure that we don't slip back. It always seems to be the case when games are tight. Guys start to try to make a play to make the difference, and those are actually the times you have to be the most disciplined in staying the course that what got you to that point where the game is close. I'm not going to say that there's not a simple remedy, but there's certainly, it's not hard to see where you break down.
I think Josh was saying yesterday, he's talking about playing better fundamentally. One example he used was guys kind of avoiding blocks instead of taking them on. It's just maybe what you're talking about, trying to do too much. Is that a decent example of a thing that, you know, has kind of gone wrong lately?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yeah, some of it's, not taking guys on every down gets tough for a guy. It's kind of like a wrestling match in the trenches. And you can succumb to a guy's pressure, or sometimes you can fight it and try to get back in the point where you have the better leverage. And it's only natural that every now and then guys take the easy way out. And when they do, there's not always someone there to cover their back. It is a team sport, as we all know. It takes more than one guy to break down normally to have an 8, 10 yard run against you. It's usually two guys at the same point of attack getting beat. We've had a couple of those. So we just have to shore that up. But, you know, there's most of it is technique and just a discipline and staying the course when it gets tough.
This might be a dumb question. It probably is. But do you have anything to do with the fake field goal? Is that kind of your call? I mean, is that considered a defensive play when they go to a fake, or is that basically just special teams?
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know if you had it. Okay.
It's not a special. It's a special teams area.
Okay.
But
I didn't know if you had anything to do with the call there. Okay, never mind.
They do use defensive players though in the kicking game, so
right.
those guys understand the fundamentals of defense, and you'd expect them to do a better job.
When you guys have to go against a guy like Vincent Jackson, what a guy that with his size and speed combination, what makes him so challenging, and what do you guys have to do differently to defend a guy like that than, you know, when you're playing Santonio Holmes or?
Well, the size and the speed are one thing, and sometimes they get in the way. If a guy's really competitive, which he is, you know, a guy that's a small guy is Steve Smith, that's extremely competitive and outplays a lot of big defensive backs. I think the thing that's unique to Jackson is that he's big and he's strong and he's fast and he's competitive as well. And that's really the biggest challenge. You know, there's a lot of guys that are talented in this league, but the competitive level really is the thing that sets a lot of your good players apart. You know, they don't, they just compete at a level that's typically higher than some of the others.
Where would you rank him as far as, and not specifically, but I mean, what kind of tier would you put Vincent Jackson in among NFL receivers?
You know, it's hard for me to say because he's really just coming into his own right now. You know, there's some other good receivers that are big, but like I said, until he does it for, you know, a few years in a row and plays at a high level, it's hard to really put him in a, you know, class as one of the other guys. For right now, what you do is obviously identify what he does well. You know, and try to play to those strengths, because obviously everyone goes back to the things that they do well when it comes time to make a play.
Rivers has had a knack lately of playing well late, playing well when he's behind, and you know, the pressure situation seems to be when he's at his best.
Mm-hmm. He's always been that way, though, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well. It's I don't know how to answer it other than if you're saying he's going to play bad at the beginning, that's good to know. he's a good quarterback. I mean, we've got tremendous respect for him. I think he's an outstanding competitor. You know, we've got a lot of respect for him. That's all I'm saying. Our players do as well, as does everyone who plays San Diego. I mean, he's the driving force in what they do offensively, without question. I think he's got unique competitive spirit, though. I really do. I think he's a lot of guys have it, but his is pretty unique.
You knocked him off his rhythm in the second half last time by bringing the pressure. I mean, it seemed like he really felt the pressure in the second half. Are you anticipating them making adjustments?
I think everyone does. You know, we'll have to make some adjustments too, because they did some things in that game that gave us some trouble early on. They had, you know, had certain plays that worked against us and things. So that's the natural, you know, thing to do. If that means go back to their own bag of tricks that they've had in the past, or maybe recreate something that somebody's done against us in the last few weeks, and us for them the same, that's kind of where game planning gets involved, you know.
Why does he throw the deep ball so well? I mean, he doesn't seem like one of these classic big arm type of guys, but he's so effective throwing it deep. Why is that?
I think it's a combination of the coordination between he and those guys he's thrown to. One of the reasons they do throw it deep, I think, is because they feel that, you know, they've got guys that can go up and get the ball. That's probably the number two reason. The number one reason, I think, would just be that that's part of their offense.